Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
Oh, beautiful. Far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, their country loved.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group, a radio talk show that has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the synergistic hub to veterans' affairs, information, resources, and referrals. And we are so pleased to be sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP at 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603, toll-free number 888-837-3275. The office is 312-781-1977. America's Heroes Group also is proudly sponsored by She Serves, She Matters, partner and sponsor, National Women's Veterans United, NWVU. That they're at 8620 South Pulaski at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652, office number 872-731-2150. Their website, www.nwvu.org. America's Heroes Group is also proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking. Let me tell you, it's great. 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number 877-275-5852. We have a very, very interesting show for you. Before I do anything, though, I got to say thanks to all of you coming out to the WVON Senior Care Expo today. Good crowd, great people. And we, of course, thank all of the sponsors and all of the folks who got out such great information. There is something that is extremely important. I also have to say this. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We want to make sure everybody remembers that. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are, of course, I'm the host, Cliff Kelly. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. We have something that, and thank goodness we have the gentleman here who is our guest, because the discussion is about military legal rights. And we're always pleased to have him in the studio because not only is he one of our sponsors, but he is just one of the most knowledgeable people around when we talk about this kind of thing, as most of you know. And we always welcome Attorney Steve Seidman. Consular, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks, Cliff. Good. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, absolutely. Pleasure, always. Listen, there's so many things. I'm not going to ask you a question.
Okay. Just
because I never get to everything.
Right.
So you, being the expert that you are on the issues, just start off, tell us what an issue is and tell us where we're going.
Sounds
Can
good.
Can you do that?
Okay. Lots happened since we started this thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's first start off with the earplugs. You might remember those 3M earplugs that were allegedly defective. Lots of actions over those. These were from veterans who served in the military who unfortunately lost their hearing, thinking that they actually had good ear protection and, in fact, did not have good ear protection. Started off, as you might recall, with what we call QI-TAM, a whistleblower lawsuit. The 3M people settled that, and that led to a lot of what we call discovery and things that came out in the open about what Aero, who 3M purchased, knew and didn't know about the plugs, the earplugs and hearing protection that they were giving to the active service that were unfortunately ineffective. Mm-hmm. Well, there's all kinds of actions that are being brought for those, for the earplugs, and we have been honored enough to represent many veterans on those. And at the present time, I thought I'd give you an update on that,
mm-hmm.
that they're fighting, if you want to call it legally fighting, over the access of plaintiffs, the people who were hurt or lost their hearing, to get access to the testing records for 3M's other earplugs. And each individual plaintiff is to give their individual history and medical records relating to their hearing loss to the defendant. Cases are still able to be filed,
okay.
But the window is starting to close. And they have to be careful, the people who bring these cases, to decide where they're going to do it, because certain states, it's too late already, such as North Carolina and Alabama. And if they try there, they will have missed the deadline. You can file the case where the people live, so in case you're an Illinois resident, or the location of the training in the states. And many times we see the Marines choosing California, the armies often choose Missouri. But regardless, don't let your rights close. All right,
if
this is a serious problem and has been out there for a while. So that's the update that is going on with the earplug cases. The next thing, and
let me interrupt you, Steve, just 1 second. I should have mentioned that our call-in number is 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. Thank you, Steve.
No problem. Yeah. The next thing or discussion point for today is something that we've talked about many of the shows, and that has been the Ferris Doctrine. That's F-E-R-E-S Doctrine, just to refresh people's memory. That's the one that says active service military people cannot sue the government or the army for anything as long as they're actively employed or actively serving at the time. And of course, we talked about the person who got acid thrown upon her. Well, recently, and a lot of it I would hope has been the groundswell of support and activity of veterans. Senator Kennedy, who was a Republican out of Louisiana, and Senator Hiro Ono, a Democrat out of Hawaii, introduced bipartisan legislation last month to protect active duty military for medical negligence. And it is the bill, and this is a tremendous progress has been made, because remember, this has been going on for almost 100 years, this Ferris Doctrine. And the bill is being introduced because of Sergeant First Class Richard Stiekel, and it's called the Sergeant First Class Richard Stiekel Military Medical Accountability Act of 2019. And it allows active duty service members to sue the military for medical malpractice and negligence. And going back to 1950, the Supreme Court decision in Ferris banned active service military from suing the military for medical malpractice or negligence, and it became known as the Ferris Act. Mm-hmm. This legislation is the first since 1950 that has helped, will help overturn that decision. The primary champion is exactly Sergeant Richard Stiekel, who actually was malpracticed upon. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They missed cancer and didn't do testing and egregious behavior. Unfortunately, his life expectancy is not that long. But he took it upon himself to do something about it, went, got congressional support. And remember one of the shows we had, one of the investigative reporters from out west who was telling how this all occurred and what the progress was. Well, since last month even, there is now this bill out there. We expect that it will be voted on, and we hope that the members of Congress bipartisanly support this. Actually, I understand our commander-in-chief even supports this, and
wow,
Sergeant Stiskel actually went to go see him.
Went to see the commander-in-chief?
He did, and the commander-in-chief, from what I understand, did
that's,
take—
That's President Trump for your folks who don't know who we're talking about.
In case we don't know that.
Yeah.
And as Senator Hirono said, this Medical Accountability Act of 2019 will finally remove this stain on our country's treatment for those in uniform, and he was proud to introduce the legislation with Senator Kennedy to overhaul this long overdue bill. So it
great.
To me is a great progress that has been made since the last few months. And
Consulate, that's wonderful information.
Now, some other topics that might be of interest to veterans. I think last time I was here last month, we had the third person into Iraq by telephone. He was here, and he had a hearing loss case, and he was telling us about suicide and how important it is to know about the support systems for veterans, and talked about the 22 people dying every day, veterans,
suicide.
You remember.
Right.
Hopefully we'll see some progress over that in the next several months. But as far as rulings, this last month has been very active for legal opinions regarding military. May mean a lot. It may mean nothing, but they're worthy of going through these because one new bombshell, it's even called the bombshell legal opinion, says that military retirees can no longer be court-martialed. Now, you'd think a retiree retires. How do you get court-martialed?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, it could happen and does happen, and it happens because many times people go into the reserves to complete the 10 years that they need left or their 5 years. During that time, as long as the statute of limitations is out there, they could be court-martialed. Well, the retirees could not be court-martialed, whereas out of the reserves. These kind of in the gray area could, and so that is what we call an equal protection violation. In other words, not everybody is being treated the same. If you're retired, you're retired. Now, why is that important? Because as we're about to go into some of the individual changes in the laws, some very arcane in the system, adultery is one of those. So, you know, if you were an adulterer, you theoretically could be court-martialed after the fact, which makes no sense.
Right.
If you're free and clear, you've served your country, it doesn't make a lot of sense. That's one of the new bombshell opinions came out of the Marines. And although it may not affect an awful lot of people, the name of that case was Begani, who was court-martialed because of some violations in Okinawa in uniform, but he had been out of the uniform by the time they started to court-martial him. The other thing I'd like to talk about briefly, Cliff, is a recent Supreme Court case, 5-4, that allows President Trump's restrictions on transgender troops to take effect. Now, you may or may not know that our president had issued an order to prevent transgender people who have undergone transgender or gender transition to serve in the military, and which I find ironic since people are willing to give their lives. And there have been several injunctions, which means stays to this by various states such as California and Washington State. And four justices voted against the implementation of this. They were, of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Justice Sotomayor, and Kagan. And the other five were the Republicans.
Sure.
We know who those were, who were Republicans appointees.
Tell our people really, Steve, what that means. Because a lot of folks don't
understand.
You mean
transgender.
Yeah, exactly.
Transgender. So people who think who have been born a certain gender,
mm-hmm.
who believe they, because of their internal being, are not really of that gender, mm-hmm. have operations, mm-hmm. whether it's going from male to female or female to male, mm-hmm. with hormones and everything else. Mm-hmm. Bruce Jenner is a perfect example,
mm-hmm.
now Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
And their real inner being is the gender that they wish to be in. So if they're in the military and they are now trans, and we've heard a lot about it for students, where do they, which bathroom do they use?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this stuff, and the Obama administration tried to protect the transgender, and then Trump came in, and there was a lot of various going back on what had happened, trying to protect transgender. Those people have changed sex, basically, through operative measures. And it's a real issue. I mean, people feel that they're not the sex of which they were born,
and
everybody has to go do what they want to do. Well, they cannot no longer serve in the military. So we've taken
if you've had that change. Can no longer serve.
Now, if you're already in, mm-hmm. you're sort of grandfathered, quote unquote, you may still be able to be in.
You can. Okay.
They don't, it does not apply to those who are already in, but you can't get in anymore, you know.
Okay. The Supreme Court
allowed this to go into effect, meaning this proscription, this preventative measure to allow transgender.
Now.
So what we are seeing is now an absolute effort made to prevent a group of people from serving in the military, mm-hmm. of giving of themselves. So that was a 5-4 decision, and kind of.
Can we understand who voted how?
Well,
when you look at the list.
I'm guessing the most recent appointee was one of the five that did not, that did vote for the implementation.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Attorney Steve Simon. Let's take a call. Our number, of course, is 312-374-8130. Let's go to Sel. Sel, good afternoon. Hi, Sel.
Good afternoon. Always just a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Be a part of your spirit, Cliff, and the,
thank you.
The energy that you bring to us, as you were doing today through your guests. I wanted to just share with you something that has happened to me. But first, I want to say that I think it's well established that I have been a friend, supporter, a staunch supporter of Jesse Brown, Veterans Hospital.
Yes,
the fact that we have enjoyed Mark McGill, the director of Jesse Brown Hospital on WVON, on this program as a result of me pushing to make that happen.
Right.
Mr. Turner, the regional director of the Veterans Administration, again, has been on WVON as a result of the energy that I was able to put forth, and I was grateful for the opportunity to do that. I have served on the Customer Satisfaction Committee at Jesse Brown VA Medical Center for almost 10 years. I have served on the Strategic Planning Committee as a veterans representative. So again, I'm laying this out to say that what I have getting ready to say is in no way contrary to what I have done all the time, in terms of trying to support an institution that is there to serve the veterans for the commitment, the devotion, sacrifice that many of us have made to contribute to this country. We have all heard about the nightmare on Elm Street, the movie. Well, I just experienced a week nightmare at Jesse Brown Hospital.
Okay, Sel, you got to tell us quickly because we're almost.
I had my a total hip replacement.
Hip replacement.
And I went to hell. I was there for 7 days.
Okay.
My room didn't get cleaned up, but one time during that 7 days, my bed didn't get changed, but one time during 7 days, the nurse who was assigned to me was administering a blood thinner, which was supposed to have been administered in my abdomen. She was putting it in my stomach. I asked for a change of pajamas one morning. It took her an hour and a half to come back. But prior to that, I went to the front desk and asked for the pajamas myself after an hour of waiting. Got it. Saw her.
So, what we're going to. Wait, listen, you know, I know you. I know all you have done relative to this show and heroes in general. We've got it. We're out of time, but we're going to get back to you because I think even Steve would like to.
Right. And this is not uncommon, unfortunately. And in fact, the former VA doctor who was leading, who left the administration, wants to he's big push to privatize care at People VA, and he's just written a book. We could talk about that next time.
That's great.
Because the care a lot of times is abysmal.
Will you help us with Phil?
Sure, of course.
Okay. You hear that, Phil? Okay.
Yes. Well, my intent is not to necessarily sue them. Is to improve.
Well, we'll talk about it. We're going to do something.
Appreciate you.
You know? No, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, what all you have done.
Thank you much.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. Again, Consula, as always.
We're out of time.
Great information. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me. And next time we'll talk about other topics. And
absolutely.
Thanks again.
And thank you because you ran down so many things that we needed. We'll be back with more. Stay with us. Oh, okay. Line two, Miss Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, yes. I'm calling on behalf of my uncles, Robert Crawford and Arthur Crawford, and my brother, Derek Alexander. My brother, Derek Alexander, I started with him. He died April 4th of 2004. My brother was, he had an aneurysm. He worked with Fuel Jet, and it made him sick. He had an aneurysm, and then they said he had a Patches disease or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's from something like being overworked or whatever. But to make a long story short, my brother died and as a result of trying to get his, benefits for being ill.
All right. Well, what we need to do here, Ms. Alexander, which is why we wanted you to hold on, is to take our consular's number, Steve Seidman's number. All right? Steve Seidman, his number is... toll-free number is 888-837-3275. The office number is 312.
Wait a minute.
888-837-3275.
Uh-huh.
And the office number is 312-781-1977. Okay?
781-1977.
Right.
312-781-1977.
Yeah, that's the easiest
way. Okay, what's his name?
Steve Seidman. Okay?
Steve. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312- 781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
For more than 25 years, Cliff Kelly has been a staple on WVON. And now, as he enters another season, we want to celebrate his contribution to the Talk of Chicago. Be there when all of Chicago pays tribute to the governor of talk radio. Saturday, November 16th at the Parkway Ballroom, 4555 South King Drive. Join Cliff and his friends for a celebrity roast and dinner. Then enjoy a grand performance by Chicago's own Joan Colosso and the Larry Hanks Ensemble. It's a celebration fit for a governor.
Way to go, Cliff.
Congratulations, Cliff.
All the best, Cliff.
Thank you, Cliff.
Congratulations, Cliff.
Always a class act.
VIP and general admission tickets are available. Seats are limited. Get your tickets at WVON.com or call 773-336-3456. Let's raise a glass and toast to Cliff Kelly for a job well done. Valet parking will be available, presented by Zing Health, co-sponsored by ComEd, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, and Attorney Ted London.